I had a hard time seeing how my inner child was having an effect on my grown-up life. I didn't get it. I didn't want to get it. Now, I really get it, and I'm so glad that I get it. My interaction with my inner child has become one of the most important and empowering relationships of my life. First, I have to interject here. So before we talk about how your relationship with your own inner child is affecting your partnerships, communication style, career, your emotional health, and your physical health, as in everything, let's expand the definition of inner child first. So this reframe cracked my own understanding wide open. Here it goes. Your inner child represents your deep sensitivity. Our inner child is a representation, a symbol of our deep sensitivity. Your inner child is an energy within you that is always there, no matter how old you get, no matter how experienced, no matter how spiritually sophisticated you become. All right, so just one more time. Your inner child symbolizes your deepest sensitivity. To care for our inner child, for our deep sensitivity, is the most fundamental and profound healing that we can experience. Tending to our deep sensitivity is medicine for every personal issue in our lives. Inner child work is that important. All right, back to the current time implications of an unattended to inner child. Imagine a hungry baby or a beautiful, exhausted three-year-old or the four-year-old wanting to be held and seen or an amazing seven-year-old kid who just got scared. And now imagine that those little ones don't get properly fed or comforted, nourished, or encouraged and well-protected. So they scream, cry, get angry and confused, and maybe act defensively or aggressively. The child who is craving to be seen and heard might start to negotiate for that kind of attention. So they decide they're going to be good, be funny, be quiet. All of those child selves will use their heightened senses, we all have them, their heightened senses to figure out how to simply stay alive or to thrive. So present time. Are there any times that you scream, cry, get angry, confused, or act defensively or aggressively? Anyone here been negotiating their worth for most of their adult life? Anybody? Yeah, I know. Me too. That kind of behavior, which so often creates even more damage, is very possibly your inner child still trying to get their needs met. Love me, see me, know me, hold me, stand up for me, don't hurt me, protect me, I need rest. And the longer we go without tending to the needs of our as of yet unhealed inner child, the louder they will ask for help. And those pleas can come in the form of illness, depression, exhaustion, anxiety, saying, pay attention to me, I need you to be more loving. Self-love can feel like a labyrinth, but when we consider what our inner child self needs, it's immediately easier to understand and to act on. So little humans, we know this, little humans need gentleness, fun, rest, understanding, and enthusiastic, unbridled adoration. Adults need the same thing all the time. And giving this loving care to ourselves on behalf of our inner child, on behalf of our deep sensitivity, it will revolutionize our lives.